Level 3 Research. When we returned to Arizona, we not only vividly remembered what green trees looked like, we knew Portland was an investment opportunity. But we still needed a bit more information to feel good about making a move there. That's where Level 3 Research came into play. We first called every team referral and asked them all the same questions we asked of all our initial contacts in Portland. Not only did they give us their opinion and insights, they pointed us in the direction of numerous websites, analyst newsletters, economic development offices, city government contacts, and other Portland business people who could add the finishing touches to our picture of Portland and could keep us on top of happenings in the area for as long as necessary. Through this exercise, we started to discover who should be on our team. We signed up for free online newsletters, got on the mailing lists and email lists of real estate agents, commercial brokers, loan officers, and other professionals helpful to us. We are forever in the know and hooked into the network. No longer do we have to seek out all the information, as a lot of it now comes automatically to us. During this whole process, we felt like detectives, following up on leads and putting the evidence together to arrive at a conclusion. By involving others, we were able to maintain our objectivity and keep our perspective. All this took was some time on our part. The biggest out-of-pocket costs were our economy seats on Alaska Airlines and one night at the Fifth Avenue Suites. We're talking shoestring. And best of all, we paid nothing for the information we received during the process. On top of it all, it was a good time. Why wouldn't you do this? Ultimately, our vision of an apartment community evolved into a condominium conversion project. The research we did took our vision of an ordinary project and made it extraordinary. We were able to redevelop an area, deliver exactly what the area needed, and give the city and the people what they wanted. I don't buy anything without researching the market first. Even in Phoenix, which is a market I know extremely well, I do research before I buy anything. Things change. Markets and submarkets go in and out of favor. Big projects like highways change the patterns and flow of a city. There is always something. Today, thanks to the internet, research is easy and takes virtually no time. For as difficult as researching that first college term paper was, this is a breeze. And there's never been more riding on getting an A. Swampland for sale. Next time you drive to work, take your son or your daughter to school, or race down the highway you've traveled hundreds of times, look to the right and the left. What I am trying to say is this. Take the time to really look around. I travel roads, the same ones every day, just like you do. I think I know the area. You probably think you do too. After all, you pass by the same houses, the same stores, the same apartment buildings, the same office parks every day, right? Well, caution here. This type of complacent knowledge, the knowledge you get by passing by, can be dangerous when it comes to property investing. First impressions and outward appearances of cities or towns and the neighborhoods within them, also called markets and submarkets, can be deceiving. So can buying anything in a market that you know nothing about. You've heard the saying, and it's true. A lot of swampland gets sold to unsuspecting buyers, not just in Florida, but in every city and town across America. Every town has its swampland. You know, it's the investment that sucks up all your resources and offers nothing in return. And let's face it, getting people to venture into the murky water is a lot more challenging with alligators lurking around. If we learn anything from all those poor people who have purchased swampland with the hopes of striking it rich, we should take away one lesson. The market is more important than the property. I am always amazed by how much there is to know about a specific market or even a small submarket just a few blocks in size. What you see on the surface is just the beginning. And just when I think I know an area really well, something changes. In this section, I'll show you how to get beyond the appearances, avoid the swamps, and see the true picture of a market and its smaller submarkets. And in the process, you'll gain objectivity, a very good thing indeed when it comes to real estate investing. The problem with gut feelings. Too many people purchase investment real estate on a hunch or a gut feeling. And while it is important to have instincts, understand that they are the products of experience, not a rite of birth. People are not born knowing this stuff. I believe it is impossible for a person who has never done a single investment deal to have an instinctive knowledge that one deal will be better than another. It's not that simple. In fact, that's the kind of naive thinking that gets investors off to the wrong start. Save your gut instincts for 20 years down the road. Starting off on the right foot involves doing one thing really well: evaluating your market and submarket. You must get to know your target area and become an expert in it. Not for the sake of merely becoming an expert, but for the ultimate purpose of finding a great property investment that is viable and profitable for the long term. That's what we're shooting for here. If you can accomplish that, the rest becomes easy. I've been in business for a long time, and even I don't rely on instincts alone. Before we invested in the Portland River District, we did our homework. Through our online research, our site visit, our meetings during our two-day tour, and our follow-up phone calls. That was covered in the last section. To be honest, we had no choice. Knowing everything about the Portland market and the submarket of the River District was the only way for me to make realistic projections about future profitability. It was the only way I could feel comfortable about making an investment. Knowing the market inside and out was the key to knowing if the project would be viable. Fact-finding is the opposite of relying on gut feelings. In the last section, as I discussed my research method, I touched on a few important concepts that are worth defining further. These concepts are critical to understanding the total picture of the market and submarket.